Jeff, you went this morning to the Google event announcing their... Now, see, this is funny because it's been kind of framed as Google's response to Facebook News and Apple News. But it doesn't sound like that's what it is. What is AMP?
So let me back up and just give a tad of history here. I went to an event in Helsinki in May, Google Newsgeist with the Digital News Initiative in Google, and you know about news in Google in Europe. And it was about a week after Instant Articles was out. And I, for one, being an obnoxious SOB, walked in and said, you've been leapfrogged by a mile. What you people should do is do a open source version of Instant Articles. Now, this is not what caused me to do it. I'm not trying to say take credit for that. But Richard Gingras, head of Google News, is also there, who's also been arguing, as I have for quite some time, for this idea of portable content, that content can travel with its brand, revenue, analytics, and links attached, and that's a good thing. Well, lo and behold, Richard worked with Dave Bezbris, the VP of Engineering at Google, and the Digital News Initiative and others. What they announced today was, in some sense, yes, a response to Instant Articles, in that sense. However, it's... the fact that it does news first is almost coincidental, because what this really, really, really does is go to Google's obsession about speeding up the web. And they're starting with news publishers because that's a nice controlled environment of people who want quality and they can make nice with publishers and so on and so forth. But what this is actually fairly straightforward. Number one, so it's gonna make it so that when you click a link from an app, from Twitter, from a web page, from whatever. It's especially aimed at mobile, but this works the same on the web.
Although it's AMP stands for Accelerated Mobile Pages.
That's what they care about, because everybody, all they care about is mobile. But it's just the web. They could have, all this you're hearing about is just the web.
Okay.
It's nothing. So it is a standard that does a few things. When you click on it, the page will come up instantly. How will it do that? Number one, there's a shared library of architectural functions, you know, how to do a slideshow, how to do other things, that the sites that are AMP ready agree to, and they use that. So that now, of course, when you click on a link, what has to happen? It has to open a browser. It has to open all the cruft and all the crap around the page, plus a bunch of crappy ads, which we'll get to in a second. And then, by the way, here comes the content. And it takes friggin' forever. So a link is an invitation to wait. So now the shared library makes it simpler and easier for the page to come up quickly. And this is an open library. It's not a template, but it's a way to call on those resources so that you don't have to reload them every time the poor user loads a page when they're the same things everybody else uses anyway. That's one. Two, it's an open cache. So it can be cached in a number of ways. It can be cached by Google itself, which offers, but that's not mandatory. Anybody else can set up a cache as well. And in a sense, it's also cached, it's prefetched onto your app. So if you're in a carousel, it's starting to fetch the next page, so it'll happen quickly. Number three, it sets certain ad standards. I think this is a hidden big story out of this, is that anything that's going to mess up the loading of the page, you know how what we all hate, and Bez talked about this from Google, is you load the page and then it goes up and down and up and down and up and down while it's trying to figure out the architecture and load in the ads. It has to have a set size to the ad. It has to go in. No pop-ups, no other nasty things. So it's just the bare beginning of ad standards, which I think is important. And so it loads in such a way that the content will load instantly. The ads at the top of the page will load first. They will load live so that you're pinging the server. But then as you go on, it'll load, and it won't interrupt with you trying to see the page and read it immediately. Number four, from my understanding, is... and this wasn't talked about at the press event, but I talked afterwards. A few of us were asking Bez questions, including Danny Sullivan. Who, by the way, when Danny Sullivan's at an event, don't bother tweeting, because he gets it all and he gets it right.
He's good.
So number four, which I think is interesting, is that Bez said that publishers love analytics. So they all have all the analytics, and all the analytics are checking every damned second to say, did he scroll? Did he scroll? Did he scroll? And it's causing all kinds of problems. So now there's a shared analytics gathering engine, basically, that can feed off, and it can do Google Analytics, and it can do Omniture, and it can do Chartbeat, and so on, and Parsley, and so on and so forth. But you will not have all these separate things there doing that. So you add all that together, and what happens is that it makes the page load extremely quickly. Now, the page, keep in mind, is just a web page. This is not about changing the web. This is not about Google being an intermediary. This is an open standard. You don't have to go through Google in any way. They just offer their caching. A whole bunch of publishers from the New York Times to Vox to BuzzFeed to The Guardian to The Telegraph, to German publishers, you know, are the first in. There's 5,000 articles a day that are so far going up in this format, this AMP format. And it just simply makes it a hell of a lot faster and makes the mobile experience better.